fasting together, God is going to rescue us in some incredible ways. And one of the things that he wants to deliver us from is bad stewardship. So how's your stewardship? You know, there's a sobering reminder in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, that we're going to all appear and we're going to have to give account as we come before Christ. And what we've done in the body, both good and bad, what we've chosen to do, we're going to be held accountable. We're going to be also rewarded for the good things. And so incredible potential. And think about those three areas that come up often with stewardship. That's your treasure. Are you building into the kingdom? Is it a tithe off the top, your first gifts to the Lord? Are you generous? And then also, your talents. What are your primary gifts? Are you really using those for the Lord? The passion, the calling that he's given you? And then your time. Does your time reflect that you really know what matters in life? We've got a strange existence that we're down here on earth for maybe 100 years at most, and we have this opportunity, this narrow window. We're going to be with him for all of eternity. We are forgiven for our sins. So when I say we're going to come before Christ, it doesn't mean, you know, that his grace doesn't cover our sins. It does. We're in his family forever, but we still we have accountability for how we live. And so within this existence, you know, are you really discerning about what matters and what doesn't matter? We're all going to look back over our lives and over the years, and it's going to be laid bare. And so we want to be able to stand before Jesus and say, yes, I've used my time, my treasure, and my talents for your glory. So make those shifts today and trust him. It's so positive. But if you don't step back and reflect, a lot of times there's no deliverance and no rescue. Let's have great stewardship together during this time of fasting.